From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's deputy ag minister says the spread of African swine fever, which has killed 1.2 million animals, has significantly slowed. He tells AgWeb.com there have been 44 recorded outbreaks of ASF in China since the start of the year, compared to 99 between August and December of last year. He says extra support would be provided to those at the grassroots level, but admits the situation for controlling the spread remains complicated and grim. The EPA has released its proposed renewable volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard for 2020, and the National Farmers Union is less than pleased. The proposal would not increase the target of corn ethanol at all and would only marginally increase overall from 19.92 billion gallons to 20.04 billion gallons. NFU President Roger Johnson says it's yet another setback in a long string of setbacks for homegrown biofuels and the American family farmers who grow them. According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report, the sale of all tractors in the U.S. were down 4% in June compared to 2018. For the year, though, over 128,000 tractors were sold compared to just over 123,000 last year, a 4% increase. Combine sales were down 23% for the month, but sales of combines for the year totaled 2,098 compared to 2,007 in 2018, a 5% increase. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.